final rumor is one that I put in here simply so we could shoot it down. Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for joining me. I, as always, am Dustin right here on Comic Talk Today. These are the Comic Talk headlines, all of the things in pop culture nerd news that are worth talking about in the realms of TV streaming, movies, and rumors. We've got a pretty awesome show, so we're just gonna head right into it. Housekeeping first, we are doing shout outs at the beginning of the housekeeping section. We have a few more followers on the TikToks and on the Instagram. So we're going to start with TikTok. I'm only going to say screen names because I don't know if there's a way I can see your real name, and I haven't gone through to find such information. So I am a gamer. K-Dog 2010, Jar Jar Bay, and Log Lewis 420 all have now started following on the TikTok. So welcome to the nerdy fold, all of you wonderful nerds. And then over on Instagram, we have Eric, who is at The Real Deal Eric King on Instagram. Thank you for the follow there as well. If you want your shout out, then you can follow me on any of the social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, kind of sort of counts. I mean, I'll definitely give shout outs to new subscribers when they come through. I have for the last month or so. So once again, this push for the social medias is so we can increase the quality of content, increase the amount of content even that comes through the YouTube channel and the website and the Patreon so that, you know, people managers for bands and media liaisons for Comic-Con and stuff will take me a little bit more seriously if we can get the social medias up to a healthy level on the follower slash subscriber count. Then we can get to a healthy place in all of the other aspects of the content that we create here on the show and the channel. So thank you, nerds, for all of your help. And let's jump into the news. TV streaming, we're going to kick it off with the follow-ups. First up is the Punky Brewster series that is over on Paramount, or Peacock, rather. Punky Brewster made it for a season and is now being canceled, more appropriately not being renewed for a second season. Then we're talking about a couple of Paramount series that we've been keeping tabs on. First up is Yellowstone. The release date for that has been made known November 7th. We will get the first two episodes on that day, and then they will be released weekly from there. And we are also getting Mayor of Kingstown November 14th, as well as 1883 December 9th. For whatever reason, that part did not make it into my notes, but I'm pretty sure it was December 9th. It could have been the 4th, but whatever. So these are all related series over on the Paramount Network. Only the proper Paramount Network will be seeing Yellowstone. The other two are going to Paramount Plus, which is their digital streaming platform. Then we're moving over to trailer. We have another He-Man and the Masters of the Universe series on Netflix. This is another animated series. This is not the rumored live action series. This one seems to be a little more fan servicey in that it's directed at kids, and He-Man doesn't exactly get sidelined, though that is questionable. Judging by the trailer, go check that out. This is the same executive producer from the Kevin Smith series, Rob David. He also is the producer behind the DC Comics series that feeds into the Kevin Smith animated series. So just a whole lot of, is this what we need? Is this what the fans wanted? Really? Moving on. Our other trailer that we got this week is the new Foundation series over on Apple TV Plus. Foundation, this is definitely doing big things for the hype level for this new series. Interesting takes on licensing as far as like how they're going to tell the story, because it would be a difficult book to adapt straight. There is definitely, you have to take some liberties. So very interesting to see which liberties they're showing us in the trailers. But all in all, I'm super hyped for this series. So that's what we've got there. Next, we are talking about another AMC series, also coming from the mind of Anne Rice. Anne Rice fans rejoice. The Lives of the Mayfair Witches will be hitting AMC screens sometime next year, presumably, because they are in active production on the show now. Much like the the Interview with the Vampire series that they're kind of early stages on. It sounds like they're a little further along in the process for Lives of the Mayfair Witches. So very likely we will be seeing Mayfair before Vampire Chronicles, which is very interesting, being as, you know, they came out in the opposite for the novels. Anyway, that is what we have for TV streaming. And movies is actually the hugest section. Hugest is not a word. What am I doing? Here's my nerd card. I apologize. All right, so starting things off, we have a follow-up on the Black Panther Wakanda Forever movie. This is going to be apparently where we get our first glimpse of live-action Riri Williams, a.k.a. Ironheart, a.k.a. the replacement for Iron Man. She is going to make an appearance. It did not say if she was going to be viewed as Ironheart or if they were just going to introduce her as Riri. Either way, she will be introduced to the MCU in Black Panther Wakanda Forever. The movie will be still hitting theaters as of July 8th, 2022. Now we're going to talk about some trailers. We got the next Eternals trailer. We get to see a bunch of new things, though I don't know that any of this is really helping with the motivation to want to see this movie. A little bit more hype, I guess, has built up behind it, but still, I mean, everyone thinks, for crying out loud, everyone thinks that it's Galactus that they're seeing, whatever. Go watch the trailer if you haven't already. Let's have that conversation on the social medias or in the comment section, wherever you might be catching the episode. So our next piece of actual news, we're moving into Captain America 4 is officially underway with Anthony Mackie signed on to play Cap. Surprise, surprise. This is leading to other rumors. We will get to that in the rumors section. But yeah, this was already part of the contract I was under the impression of anyway, so whatever. Moving right along, we have the new announcement for another animated movie from DC. This is not from the proper DC animation studios, Warner Brothers Animation Studios, whatever. This is a different kind of animated movie for DC. This is going to be a proper anime from an anime house. This is going to be pretty interesting. We do have the announcement of the voice cast, which we will go over very, very quickly. We have Elizabeth Giles is going to be Selena Kyle. Stephanie Beatriz from Brooklyn Nine-Nine will be playing Batwoman. Jonathan Banks will be playing Black Mask, who is going to be the villain for this show. We also have Steve Blum as Solomon Grundy, Lauren Cohen as Julia Pennyworth, Keith David as Tobias Whale, Zira Fazal as Talia al Ghul and Nosferatu, Jonathan Frakes as King Faraday and Boss Moxie. Jonathan Frakes, yes please. Then we also have Kirby Howell-Baptiste as Barbara Minerva and Cheetah, Kelly Hu as Cheshire, Andrew Cascino as Mr. Yakuza and Domino 6, Eric Lopez as Domino 1, Jacqueline Obradors as LaDama, and Ron Yon as Dr. Zen. So there you go. This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, hopefully. Let's reserve all judgment until later. And then our final piece of movie news comes from the Star Trek camp, but it is a different kind of Star Trek movie. This time it is a biopic for the man who created Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry. There is currently a movie that is in the early stages of production that is going to be a biopic for the life and times of Gene Roddenberry, which is pretty freaking cool. The other cool parts about this, Roddenberry Entertainment is going to be the production studio, so the people who make all of this stuff and are in charge of the Star Trek rights anyway. And also, Rod Roddenberry is going to be executive producer on the project, so we can be pretty sure that it's going to do pretty good things to the memory of Gene Roddenberry. Hopefully, though, we don't get whatever the Queen biopic movie was. Hopefully, it's not that levels of good things, because that was like bold-faced lies. Anyway, that is what we have for the movie section. Rumor mill is actually quite quick for this episode. First up is Secret Wars. We now have some pretty good indications that this is actually going to become a thing. It does still kind of remain to be seen if it's going to be a movie, which is what most people are assuming it's going to be, though there is that sliver of possibility this could be some sort of mini-series or even full-blown series on Disney+. But that's not the rumor. That's just me going, I feel like that's kind of the direction Disney's leaning these days. We do have Jim Shooter, who wrote the original Secret Wars back in the day, has been dropping some pretty heavy hints because of interactions he has had recently with Disney Marvel. All of the pay issues aside, there are reasons why Disney gets in contact with these original authors, and it's very interesting that it is this original author and not the second Secret Wars that we got just 2006, I believe, 2004 maybe. This is the one from like 88 is when the original Secret Wars happened, the Beyonder and whatnot and so forth. Anyway, so because of this source, because it comes pretty much straight from the horse's mouth, there is very little wiggle room that says this will not be happening. And there have actually been a number of rumors. We haven't necessarily covered all of them. We have covered the larger ones, though. That have been saying from very reputable sources that this is going to be the direction of things. So I cannot go lower than 50% because of all of these things, but also because Jim Shooter is involved, we're going to go, I'm putting this at 75%. We will be seeing live action Secret Wars. Honestly, that's me being super conservative with the percentage as well. So yeah. Our next rumor, I kind of hinted at it in the movie section, is Captain America 4. There is rumor now that we will be seeing Sebastian Stan make a return as Bucky Barnes. I mean, if they got Anthony Mackie, it was Falcon and the Winter Soldier on the TV series. Why would the Winter Soldier not be a part of Captain America 4? Especially considering eventually the Winter Soldier becomes Captain America in the comic books. It just stands to reason this makes sense. So we're going to put this one pretty high too. I'm going to put this one a little bit lower than previously. We're going 70%. Can't go quite three quarters, but we were quite close. And then our final rumor is one that I put in here simply so we could shoot it down. Star Wars Finn is rumored to be a new series that is going to be replacing the Gina Carano series that we are apparently no longer going to get. Still, even though it seems that the relationship between Disney and Gina is a little bit on the mend, not 100%, but definitely making signs in a positive direction. The rumor says that because that show is no longer going to be happening, which we'll get to that, that they're going to get John Boyega to come back and play Finn for a series instead. No, they're not. So the Gina Carano series, the only one that we know for sure, is still happening because it was not strictly based on her character. She was the focus, but you can shift focus to a different character. You can actually assign all of the things from one character to the next if you have to fire or you happen to fire your lead. Long before you go into production, we already know this. Anyway, so we have pretty good reason to believe that the series that Gina Carano was supposed to be starring in is still happening. So that's one reason why they're not going to bring Finn in. The other reason is they're probably not going to bring back John Boyega for the character of Finn, at least not anytime soon, what with all of the crazy trash talk that he did out in the media about Disney because of the way they were portraying his character, because of the way they were treating him, and so on and so forth. It just does not strike me as something that Disney's going to do in the next few years. Maybe he will make a return as the character, much like we got Harrison Ford coming back as Han Solo years and years later. Maybe that will happen. Right now, not in the cards. Likelihood that we will be seeing a Finn series, I'm going to put that at about 20%. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see any and all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. If you want to get a little bit deeper into the nerdy pop culture news with me, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. We get a little bit deeper into the culture over there as well, so don't be afraid to join me. All of that being said, thank you very much for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.